honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
This is Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky. You know, Andrea, I was telling my husband the other day, it's kind of funny. I grew up in a family where alcohol was basically never drank except on, you know, Sabbath we'd have our wine. And then my dad would buy beer that was literally a white can that said beer on it. And I think it sat in the fridge for about 6 years. So we weren't big alcohol consumers, but some people are. And it is a, you know, can be a health concern. So we've got Carol Alt back with us. He's going to tell us some exciting news for people who like to drink. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Andrea. Hi, Lisa. How are you guys doing?
Good, Carol. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I came down to Washington, D.C. To attend a press conference and tomorrow a congressional hearing on this amazing new innovation. So this guy, his name is Harsha Chiraparagati, and he has this technology that you can distill with your spirit, and it actually prevents damage to your liver and damage to your DNA. Like, whoa. I wasn't a big drinker either, and because I didn't want to age prematurely and I wanted to stay healthy. I had no clue that 2 hours after you take a drink, your DNA starts to be damaged. Who knew that?
Wow. I didn't know that. Maybe my dad knew that. I don't know.
Maybe, right? So this gentleman created this stuff. It's called NTX, and he added it to his first product is a vodka. It's a belly on vodka, and it's got the NTX already in it. It doesn't change your experience of drinking. All it does is it prevents damage to your liver and damage to your DNA. And it's made of three ingredients. It's licorice, which is a natural ingredient, mannitol, and potassium sorbate. Can you imagine?
Carol, so let me, so just so I understand. So basically, it's a brand of vodka that has, so NTX is added to the brand of vodka, or is the brand called NTX?
No, what I'm interested in is the NTX itself. NTX is the technology. It's the name of the ingredient. You could put it into any vodka, any spirit that will distill it. So in other words, this gentleman came up with this technology that will make whatever spirits, whatever alcohol, safe for the body to drink. You still will have the same experience drinking it, but it makes it safe for the body. So let's say Hennessy could call him up and say, we'd like to buy NTX to put into our drink. At this moment, the only company that's doing it is Belion. They're the only company that I happen to know. Belion Vodka uses it. But the reason for that, and the reason I'm in Washington, is because the government is preventing him from releasing information on this fantastic product. I mean, people are not going to stop drinking. Let's face it. At least make them healthier when they're doing it.
Interesting. So is NTX now being sold? Like, so for example, those who are listening said, oh, wow, I would love to get NTX and put it in my drink. Or is it that's why you're there, because it's not allowed to be sold? Just give us a little bit of a background on the company.
The NTX would need to be taken by the spirit companies, by the alcohol companies, and put into the product, because the way this gentleman has formulated it, he didn't want you to have to think, well, oh, I have to take a pill to go out drinking. Because people aren't going to do that. But if it's already in the alcohol, it will prevent damage to your liver and damage to your DNA. So the only company that has actually called him up to use this NTX formula is Belion.
But I see. So this isn't something that we can use ourselves. You can't just go buy this chemical and stick it in any wine or beer or hard liquor or whatever you want. It has
not
to
yet.
Be within. Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet.
He's working towards that. But here's the reason I'm here, okay? Our government is preventing him from talking about the NTX that is safe to drink and helps you to be healthier. And I have to go right back to, are they protecting the pharmaceutical company? Because, you know, cirrhosis of the liver and transplants for livers are a $560 billion a year industry. That's what interested in me. That's why I came down to this press conference in Washington, D.C., because, like, this is something healthy. Again, it's something healthy that they're preventing from coming out onto the market.
Which is so crazy, because if you think about, you know, the amount of money that the government spends on healthcare, you would think that the government would want to have something on prevention that helps to bring down that cost. Now, I agree with you in terms of the, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, but you would think that the government would want to help bring down those healthcare costs. Wouldn't you think?
You would think. But there's a, there's something called the TTB, and it's a Taxation and Labeling Bureau, basically. And they won't allow anything that touts health on alcohol. So I said, well, how did, you know, everybody talks about how, oh, there's such great health benefits to wine, but they won't, they can't put it on the label. But at the same time, they don't put all the ingredients that are in alcohol on the labels either. And many alcohols out there have high carcinogenic levels, and it's not listed on their label. So it's a very hypocritical system.
You know, it is very frustrating, especially if they can find something that helps people drink. And what would be great is that if individual people, not necessarily, I mean, it'd be great if the companies can buy it, like you said, the distilleries, but what about the average consumer who knows that they're going to go out drinking? This can help them prevent a hangover. This can obviously prevent that DNA damage or that liver damage that you were talking about. So it's such a great product that I think just to be able to have from a consumer standpoint, that alone. So what's the vibe out there, Carol? Like, you know, what are people saying? Obviously, you're there for a press conference. What are people communicating about that's happening?
Well, first of all, they're incredulous that the ingredients on labels for alcohol are so misleading, I mean, that there's so many carcinogens and that they're not listed on the label. And then there's incredibility because of this product, which it's revolutionary and it's evolution. I mean, this is where we're going towards. But the fight against these government factions that are preventing this information and entrepreneurs like this. I mean, that's the thing. This guy put his own money into creating a product that prevents cirrhosis of the liver and prevents DNA damage from alcohol. And he wants to market it. And the government is blocking that. I can understand it if they're blocking it if it's a drug that hurts you. I can understand them saying, listen, you know, cigarettes have arsenic in it and, you know, we don't want you to put cigarettes out. But to block somebody, an entrepreneur who's created something healthy, who's done all the white paper reviews on all of these things, who have, you know, done all the clinical research, and to have the government say, yeah, okay, you know, we just don't think you should put this on the label. Well, so what good is having NTX if you don't know you're drinking it?
Well, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm, you know, just to clarify, Carol. So obviously there's three ingredients. There's licorice, like you said, maltitol and potassium sorbate, which I'm not a big fan of potassium sorbate just because I've read studies that
it's a food. Yeah, it's a food additive. It's a food preservative.
Yeah, it's an additive. So, I mean, I'd love to see that be another type of additive. But that aside, obviously.
But you're drinking alcohol, and this presents.
Right, exactly.
93% of the time it prevents liver sclerosis. So,
No, exactly. No, there's no question. I do think, obviously, this man is doing.
And different potassium sorbates, just so you know.
Okay. Well, that's probably a good show to even have or to talk about that. So regardless, I do think, I mean, because we don't have a lot of time left, what I do want to say is, so when you say the government is blocking them, like, couldn't he sell this as a natural health product and not necessarily, like, to the distilleries? Couldn't he go another route?
No, because the way it's formulated right now, it needs to be distilled into the spirit. The next step is to do something that's pill form, but the first thing he did was, It has to be distilled into the spirit. I mean, listen, I'm incredulous the guy created the technology, much less that it's not in a pill form yet. I mean, that's like another 2 years off, he said. But it's incredible
that he created
something that could make a healthy alcohol. Yeah, it's not like he can dry it up and make it into a, you know, a solid form because it's liquid. No, this is a formula, a specific formula that he created that has three ingredients in it that literally will help prevent cirrhosis of the liver.
No, I agree with you, Carol. Well, good luck to him and good for you for going out there to support him and keep us posted. We'd love to hear how it turns out because anything that can help people stay healthy, hey, we're all about that. So thank you, Carol. You can visit Carol at modelcarolalt.com or follow her on Twitter at modelcarolalt. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.